Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Like just about everyone who lived 2,500 years ago, there is some debate about the life of the Chinese general Sun Tzu, like what his real name was and whether he was the sole author of the book he has long been associated with, called The Art of War.
The 13-chapter book is thought of as a classic of its time, combining various aspects of military strategy and philosophy. But while it's ostensibly about fighting a war, the text has been influential among people in other arenas, from sports to business to personal relationships.
Illustrator Jessica Hagee came to The Art of War almost by happenstance. Her husband owned three copies, all different interpretations. Hagee, who is best known for her witty drawings featuring simple line graphs, Venn diagrams, and more, has a new translation herself called The Art of War Visualized. I spoke with her earlier this week before an audience at Milwaukee's Boswell Book Company. Jessica Hagee, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And it's going to be hard to do this a little bit for the radio because it is such a visual story you have woven for us, but we'll try.
I'm visually nodding for the radio.
What surprised you most about The Art of War?
I thought The Art of War was going to be a lot more vicious than it turned out to be. The Art of War, in fact, is about strategy and thoughtfulness and that buzzword that everybody has now, which is mindfulness, and not about war at all.
Did you do any studying of people's interpretations of this book before you chose to take it on yourself, or did you try to go into it blindly?
I read just enough to be dangerous. In sort of the cartooning world, we have a phrase called surfing the zeitgeist, which is you have to know enough about the topic to make a good cartoon about it, but you can't know too much that you're an insider and thus no longer objective. So that's where I wanted to be.
Well, right, and there is a point that Sun Tzu makes that you portray as that intersection of things looking effortless and things requiring true skill, and at the risk of being overly meta here, it seems like kind of an apt metaphor for what you were able to do.
I will take that as a compliment. But yeah, Sun Tzu says that when you get really, really good at something, people don't immediately respect it because it looks easy. And if you can get to that point with anything you do, that's a great place to be.
So the guy wrote this. Do you think he meant it as a metaphor?
I think he meant it as a different kind of advice. We hear the word war and we think of stabbing and fighting and taking over land and having fun with genocide. But I think he meant war as coming to agreements with other people who live near you, making people aware of other things, making sure that laws and boundaries are upheld. The military-industrial complex didn't exist back in his day. And so he had a whole different idea about what war was entirely.
So what we might think of today as the game of life might have been the game of war or the war of life for him.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
And it was effortless, too. So, why do you think you fell so hard for a centuries-old text, ostensibly about military strategy, but obviously about these larger things?
I think I really get into anything that can be metaphorical, that I can play with an idea that's almost a Rorschach test for something else, that as soon as you read it, you're like, oh, this could mean this, that, the other thing, and all of those things. And it's beautiful because it can.
Do these drawings that make up so much of what you do, do they happen in your head no matter what you are reading? I mean, if you picked up, say, the opinion section of the New York Times or the yellow pages, if they still existed, do line graphs and Venn diagrams pop into your head?
At this point in my life, it's sad to say that they do. I've drawn about 5,000 of them over my career, and there's a visual grammar to these things. So there's a conjunction in the middle of a Venn diagram. There's a verb of being in the middle of a graph, and I can't help but hear a sentence and see them in that format now.
And at the same time, The Art of War seems like it's particularly well-suited to what you were doing.
Yes, it's very clearly written. It's written to be understood and used. It's not flowery. And I especially took the Giles translation, which is the least verbose of all the English translations to work with.
Was it hard to sell it as a book?
I started drawing the chapters, and I think I'd posted about 3 chapters of like my first draft of this online, and my agent emailed me and says, Jess, this is a book. Put a proposal together. And I said, okay. So I did.
So the answer is no.
Well, the answer is I'm very lucky that I have a team of people looking out for me and my weird cartoons.
And there is something, you know, deceptively simple. I mean, the drawings themselves, the artwork itself is not complex, but you seem to take on some other, you know, the shading is complex, how you chose what pages would be black versus what pages would be white. I mean, talk a little bit about the stuff besides the drawing itself you had to conceptualize.
The one thing about this book that is different from most of my previous work is that this is not just drawn with pen and scanned in. This is painting with ink and then brought into digital. And again, this is things Sun Tzu taught me, be strategic with your work. So when foreign publishers want to translate this, they don't have to redraw the entire piece. They can put their own text in where the digital text existed and use my paintings underneath.
Do you think that what you do speaks to maybe a modern desire to cut to the chase? I mean, this is the takeaway, almost taken away to its logical conclusion.
Yeah, I think because I mainly traffic in the internet and everyone's attention span online is maybe even a tenth as much as you have in the real world, you have to be quick. And when something is quick and easy to get, people share it and more people see it. And that's why I've been able to make a living drawing these little concise diagrams.
Do you envision people reading this by flipping through it at random, or is there something to sitting down with it and kind of taking it from start to finish?
I think you can do that either way. Again, if you have a very short attention span and you've only got like 10 seconds, you can open something up, look at it, ponder it for a while, and carry it around in your head for a day. Or if you just want to sit and binge on The Art of War like I did, it's not a bad way to spend a Sunday. You can really get a lot out of it all at once.
Do you see Sun Tzu as appropriate for the bathroom?
You know what? I do. And I also, when I think of him as a character, I think of him as sort of a very long tenured professor with a cardigan with leather patches on it, sitting by the fire, stroking his shih tzu, of course, and being just a very sort of reasonable guy who would give you really good advice on your career and possibly your love life.
Do you feel like, is this a 2015 translation of this book in some ways?
I think so. I think the internet and our attention spans and our visual thinking styles have evolved to the point where if you can see it, you can get it. And people who think they're not visual thinkers obviously haven't realized how much advertising they see every day.
Do you feel like you learned something about yourself as you put this together?
I did. And the one thing that really stuck with me is that my strategic approach to life was all wrong. I was being responsive and receptive and reactive instead of proactive and saying, I want to get to there, how do I do that? Instead of just saying, oh, this is happening, this is nice.
Well, so if you typically think of things or read things and have these Venn diagrams and line graphs pop into your head, do you also see things through an Art of War filter now?
I do, and I think as part of the idea of just semiotics in general, as soon as you absorb a piece of information, it becomes a part of you, and then you bring that to everything else you read. So everyone can read The Art of War and get something entirely different out of it. And now, hopefully, if they see my version of it, they'll get that kinder, gentler, kind of goofy interpretation to go along with it.
Well, and with this book being so old and having so many people having read it and taken it to heart, do you get people who say, I think you're completely getting Sun Tzu wrong?
Yeah, it's the internet. If I put anything out and someone doesn't send me an email that says, you know what you should have done, or you know why this is wrong, or you know why you should stop doing everything you've ever done in your life, then I know I'm not doing it right.
Jessica Hagee, thank you so much. It's really been a delight.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica Hagee is the author, or really the illustrator, of The Art of War Visualized, a new interpretation of the Sun Tzu text. You can find some examples of her take on the 2,500-year-old work at wuwm.com. Our conversation was recorded in front of an audience this week at Boswell Book Company.